He stared accusingly at the pale gray paneled door. Why weren't there peepholes on the doors of these rooms? Did the French think they were too good for peepholes? Well, if Layla Bailey was smart, she wouldn't answer. She opened the door. And for a few seconds, he forgot what he came for. I thought you were the paper, she said.
They don't knock for the paper, he said. You shouldn't answer this door.
He thought they might have blinked at each other in perfect sync. Why are you here? She finally said, which was the more appropriate first thing to say. An opportunity to reset the entire exchange. Now she cleared her throat. Loudly. Pointedly.
Get dressed,
he said instead. I beg your pardon? She was using the same indignant tone from the elevator.
I need to talk to you about Michael and Emily, and what happened last night.
Impossibly, her eyebrows lowered a little further. What do you mean, what happened last night?
When you were out with Emily.
Nothing happened when I was out with Emily. We had dinner and came back here all together. Something panicked crossed her face. Is she okay? I walked her and Rosie to their rooms.
She's fine,
Griff said. He almost asked, who walked you to yours? But that was a stupid question to ask of a woman who opened her hotel room door when there was no peephole. In fact, it was a stupid question to ask of a woman who had absolutely no sense, judging by the fact that she was attending this wedding in the first place, of self-preservation.